Now it's time for our question of the week with Diana O'Carroll.
Hello. Yes, this week we've got a watery whirlwind of a problem.
Hello, naked scientists. My name is Gary Brannigan from Salford near Manchester in the UK. My question is, while on holiday in Wales, I was looking over Cardigan Bay and I was wondering what dictates the frequency of the waves.
So, what makes the best conditions for a surfer?
My name's Stephen Salter and I'm a retired professor of engineering design at Edinburgh University in Scotland. Well, the frequency of ocean waves depends on the wind speed, the time that the wind has been blowing, and the length of the sea that it has been blowing over, which is what we call the fetch. We actually prefer to talk about the period of waves, which is the inverse of frequency, because people like to think about numbers greater than one rather than thinking about small decimals. If you started with the wind blowing over calm water, the waves start with small heights and short lengths, but these steadily increase. In deep water, the waves with the longer lengths travel more rapidly, and the growth continues until the speed of the waves is about the same as the speed of the wind, when it can't put any more energy in. And we describe this as a fully developed sea. There'll actually be a mixture of periods, and people are quarreling about how you define the period in a mixture of them. Real seas often have a spectrum with more than one peak, showing that the waves have come from more than one place, or maybe that the wind speed changed while they were growing. Periods in seconds are of the same sort of order as wind speeds measured in meters per second, a bit more, a bit less, depending on how you define your period. And most sea waves have periods in the range 5 to 15 seconds, with the longer ones coming when you've had a really fast wind blowing for a long time over a long bit of sea.
So it's the wind speed and the distance, or fetch, over which the wind has been blowing that determines how often the waves hit the shore. And did you know that with the breakers surfers use, the waves curl round because the bottom of the wave is slowed down as the water becomes shallower? It'll only start to break when the depth of the water is 1.3 times the height of the wave. And from macro-sized sea waves to the tiniest waves on our bodies.
My name is Simon Kappa. Fingerprints are very useful for identifying people. But what was the original function of fingerprints?
If you know why we have fingerprints, then tell us either by email, and that's chris@thenakedscientist.com, or write it on the forum. All you have to do is sign in and write what you think for all to see. And the address is thenakedscientist.com/forum.
That was Diana O'Carroll with our question of the week. She'll be back next week. But in the meantime, it's available as a standalone podcast on the web at thenakedscientist.com/QOTW. And that's all we have time for this week. Many thanks to Sian Harding, Tony Ryan, Lynn Field, Kim Hammond-Cossack, Stuart Hazeldine, Kerry Kerwin, Andy Stamford-Clark, Tony Little, and Jeremy Spencer. And also thanks to our production team, Diana O'Carroll, Mira Senthilingam, Dave Ansell and Tom Simpkins. Finally, thanks to all of you guys at home for listening.
Next week, Helen and I will be flying high into the world of birds to investigate the life of a cuckoo, as well as to reveal the smart brains of the rook family, including how crows are finally proving some of Aesop's fables to be true.
If you have any science questions for us, you can write to us on chris@thenakedscientist.com or join us on the web to see all of our other podcasts and our thriving forum. We'll be back next week. Have a wonderful week. Goodbye.
The Naked Scientist podcast comes to you from Cambridge University and is supported by the Wellcome Trust, the EPSRC and UK FAST. For more information, look us up online at nakedscientist.com.